Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, man, Focus Zilla. Week 2, 2705 Neeson Way. About to get into it, right into it. It's the vaccine episode. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up. Make sure y'all follow us. Make sure y'all get at us on our voice messages and our other message system. Here we go. 2705 Neeson Way. Yeah. Okay, so here we have it, 2705 Gleason Way, week 2, vaccine episode. I'm calling it the vaccine episode because we got an extended sports segment that I'm going to add on to the show instead of a bonus this week. But we're just going to talk a little bit about the vaccine. And one thing about this vaccine that everybody should know or everybody that I already seen is it's a very, very controversial issue, you know. It's almost like it's been politicized. Republican, Democrats, hearing that. So we got people on different sides for different reasons. But I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you how you should feel. And I ain't going to tell you how you should feel. I'm just going to tell you how I think that it should go, you know. So first thing first, the vaccine. Y'all already know COVID-19, coronavirus, and all this right here is affecting the country. Real big, is affecting the United States the most in the world right now. And right now, at this time in October, cases and everything are on a decline, but we still have an alarming rate of deaths and, you know, hospitalizations. And it ain't so much about, you know, people that's going to the hospital with COVID. It's about the fact that, hey, I broke my leg. I'm trying to go to the hospital, but I can't because it's sold up with this. Or, hey, I had a heart attack. Hey, I had a stroke, but I can't because it's sold up and the doctors are so scared of COVID that it's taking an extra long time and that's causing a lot of other deaths on other things. So mainly this is what it is. You know, I'm a vaccinated person. I got vaccinated. It was a difficult choice for me, but I just said that, hey, I want to do whatever I can do to try to protect my family. And I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist as it goes into, you know, this is what they're saying is what's going on. And this is what the scientists are saying. I'm pretty much one of those guys. I kind of follow the signs of things. So no knock against you if you're not, but it's just how I am. So either way it go, the vaccine was like this here and I took it and I came back and I took my follow-up dose. Never had any complications, nothing, and haven't had COVID, thank God, you know. But at the same time, it's certain people out there who don't want to take it for whatever reason, don't want the kids to take it, and, you know, to each his own. So the problem that we had to deal with is we got a lot of mandates that's been coming. Well, if you work at a business that's got over 100 people, it's a mandate. That business has to be vaccinated. So now a lot of employers are quitting, moving to other jobs because they want to buck against not the vaccine, but buck against being mandated to do something, you know. So I can understand that. Even being vaccinated, I can understand that. You know, like I said, with this podcast, we're not railroading nobody. That's how you feel, that's how you feel. We just letting you hear the other side, you know, so I'm playing the other side right now, so, you know, bear with me. But either way it go, teachers across the nation have been mandated to do it. Healthcare professionals have been mandated to do it. You know, a lot of different places, government workers as well. If you're a worker of the federal government, and I'm not sure about the military, but that's the federal government. I've been a part of that, so I'm pretty sure the military is about to be, if not, have already been mandated to get this vaccine. And these mandate is such a strong word, but you got to understand that mandate in the legal terms that's been placed out is meaning that you're mandated to have it, or, and when you add an or to the word mandate, it weakens the word mandate. So, or if you don't have it, you're going to have a test every other week or whatever, up to your own expenses. So it's not actually a mandate saying you got to have it or you're fired. But if you don't have it, in certain cases, you got to have that negative test every week or every 2 weeks, however your establishment may say that you have to have it. So that's another thing to look at about it. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on me talking about, you know, what I think is this and what I think is that. All I'm saying is do your own research. This is something I have to say. Do your own research. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a doctor on the episode today. But do your own research and do what you feel is best for your family. If you feel like, hey, my kids go to this school, it's a private school, they say they got to be vaccinated. If you're not comfortable with it, who am I to tell you that you got to get it, you know? But at the same time, me, I just feel like, hey, we've had all these other type of measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. We had all these other type of vaccinations that have been required. So, you know, it's easy to look at the government and say, well, they trying to make us do this, they trying to make us do that, and they trying to population control. I heard everything A to Z through the spectrum. But, you know, not to go either way or the other, because that's not what we're trying to do here. We're just putting out a little information. Y'all do your research. Talk to your doctors. You talk to your doctors about everything else. You got, hey, I've been wheezing. You go to your doctor. Hey, my son been having a fever. Or my daughter's got diarrhea. You go to your doctor about everything else. Go to these healthcare professionals. Talk to them about it. And the majority of these healthcare professionals will tell you, hey, go get it. However, there's also some out there that tell you, hey, I'm not getting it, you know, for whatever reason. So we're not going to do that on this episode. We're just going to let you know, hey, this is the vaccine episode. Think about the vaccine. Think about we got over 70% of the nation vaccinated. The majority of the nation is vaccinated. And just think about, hey, should I try to add in and do my part, or, hey, I'm not going to do it. And I feel like it's tied into the Gleason way, you know, some kind of way. Either way it goes, to each his own. I'm just spreading a little what I think. And like I said, I'm no professional. This is just your friend tell you what I think. 2705 the Gleason way. Vaccine episode. We got an extended session today. Got my boy Jay Reed talking to y'all about the vaccine on the sports issue. And that's something that we can talk about a little bit more in depth, because it's not our situation, it's somebody else. So do what you feel, do what's the best for you and your family, and everybody be safe. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, wear your mask, and do you. 2705 the Gleason way.
A portion of this week's program has been underwritten by Gleason Snack Foods. Gleason Snack Foods is proud to be a sponsor of 2705 Gleason Way. Gleason Snack Foods provides the very best in snack foods, such as pork skins, pork cracklings, pork rinds, and also pork oil sausages. Now with new flavors, including salt and vinegar, salt and pepper, sea salt, and original salt. Visit Gleason Snack Foods at 240 Gleason Way. That's 240 Gleason Way. Right across from Gleason Grocery and next to Gleason Recycling. Once again, that's Gleason Snack Foods, where we deal to all your cousins, even if they happen to be Muslims. Gleason Snack Foods. Gleason Snack Foods has been an underwriter 2705 Gleason Way.
All right, y'all. So 2705 the Gleason Way. Once again, we got our local weekly segment this week just to show y'all how it's going to be coming up every week, hitting at you. I got my boy Sly. He real in tune on everything locally that's going on around here, you know what I'm saying? 833 representative. This how we doing it. So, first topic we gonna get on. We had a young lady around here who owned an establishment, and she ended up killing a vagrant, if you want to call him a vagrant, a vagabond, whatever you want to call him. I call him a friend because he's a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? And we could say his name. His name is Caveman. She ended up killing him. And the way she ended up killing him was, she said that, I don't know exactly what she said, but she goddamn it came out of her establishment and shot the man up. And later on we learned that the man wasn't shot with one gun, the man was shot with two guns. And they called it a drive-by or whatever, but I got my boy Sly on this because he's really affiliated with this and he really knows what was going on and he really knows the victim. So, you know, before y'all make decisions on I think she was right or I think he was wrong or whatever you may think, listen to the story. So, Sly, give us a little introduction, man.
Okay, well, you know, Caveman was, you, people have many things to say about Caveman, but you know what I'm saying? I knew him. He was one of my neighbors, a close neighbor, friend of the family or whatever. But I never knew him to harm anybody around here,
right,
in this neighborhood. Actually, he was, at a young age, he was like one of my daddy's mentors or whatever. He used to like babysit them when my grandma was and grandpa's was gone to work or whatever. But we never thought he would get killed or slain like that in the street by a store owner around here, because he's been around plenty of stores. If they felt like he was bothered, they kicked him out the store, but they still let him. You know, they wasn't about to kill him or anything.
Right.
But we sit here and talk about Black Lives Matter in the community, and I never seen anybody from one of these stores around here that's not black treat him in such a hateful way. They say he was eating chicken behind a building and she said she wanted him to leave or whatever. And maybe he was still eating or whatever and she wanted him to do it right then or whatever. But I don't really, I wasn't there to see anything.
Hold on. So you say that the altercation that happened, she said that the brown bully said that this man, Caveman, our friend, was behind her building eating chicken.
I don't know what happened. I thought she said he was stealing or something. That's what she said, quote unquote, allegedly. I don't really know the case like that. Mm-hmm. But they were saying that he had a box of chicken over there and he was eating.
Right.
Before she killed him or whatever occurred that night. But I don't understand the fact that how the evidence come up missing and nobody got it. File for tampering or anything. I don't know. But that sounds kind of strange. And we all know she has people in places and things like that. So
right. Now, she has people in places. Let me comment on that. Her dad, from what I know, supposed to be a constable around here. I've talked with him on several occasions. I had a personal situation where I had a case going on, and he was supposed to be the one to deliver the subpoena and everything. He talked to me. He seemed like a very respectable man, but all that, this is not to slander him or nothing on that situation, but the thing is, in the Gleason way is, basically, Miss Brown Bully was caught up on these charges. Never spent a day in incarceration and somehow beat the case. And my partner here, Sly, matter of fact, where we at right now is two houses down from where Caveman stayed, knows this guy and knows this guy as well as I do as well. I used to see this guy all the time. My job, 2705, which is the namesake of this podcast, is in walking distance of where we are now, of Caveman's house. And Caveman, he would see me here, see me and say, "Oh man, there goes Zilla. I ain't got to beg no more." And I would always give him a couple dollars here and there. And even if I didn't have a couple dollars, I'd shoot him some work or this and that. So we know this guy. We know that this guy was not no threat to the community. So what we got Sly on here to just tell y'all what he know about and, you know, basically how it was wrong. So, you know, just check it out.
Yeah, so I really don't understand it, but if it's family call involved, from what I heard, the police didn't get called first.
Right.
So that's even more interesting. Like, I don't understand it. Come on now.
Police didn't get called. So what you think about that? You got money. You got a successful business here in Jackson. Your business has been on the Food Network is one of the best places to come and eat in Jackson. So you got money. Your husband, we ain't trying to incriminate him or nothing, but he's got money. But y'all opened up a liquor store over here in the middle of the hood. And this liquor store is where the altercation happened. And at this liquor store, Caveman, our buddy, was around that store. So you take what you want or not from the situation, but why was this man killed and not offered justice through our system? And this lady never spent a day in jail. I mean, what you think about that, Sly?
Well, that is very interesting because right. If it was one of us
right. That
did that, we would have been taken in at night.
All
and would have had to wait on either a bond. I heard she bunned it out, like...
Yeah, bond, bail, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, you know. But we would have been held accountable for that. I don't see no accountability in a person sitting down for 2 years and having 10 years parole. I could see if you at least gave her the 10 and you cut 5. But to not even
so what was the
be
sentence?
Held accountable for
what was the sentence she got to your understanding?
Well, to my understanding, it was 2 years probation and 2 years on house arrest and 10 years on paper or something like that, I think.
So basically, she got house arrest and probation, regardless of the year amount.
Yeah.
She got house arrest and probation for killing somebody in a drive-by with two separate guns, which to anybody in the nation who may listen to this, is preposterous. Yeah. I'm sure we all can agree.
It's very ridiculous.
Right, right.
I mean, it's actually unbelievable, but hey, I guess that's the law.
That's the law. And also what that is the Gleason way. Because the way I'm looking at it is, your dad has ties with a lot of high-powered people within the community, within politics here in the local area where we are, where we're broadcasting from, Jackson, Mississippi. He got ties. And for somebody, I don't care who it is, once you get caught and you say, yeah, I was there, I did it, come on, bro. Something has to happen. And for nothing to happen and for a guy to be dead, that everybody said he would never, we had rallies and everything about this. We had marches. We had people, outstanding members of the community come up and speak on behalf of this man. Nothing was said that was negative about this man besides the fact that he was a beggar. I hate to say it, but he begged. But hey, what's to say that we won't be in that same position one day that we had to beg? That's not a sin to beg. You know, the Bible says it'll be poor with us all times. So that's not a sin. But what is a sin is to kill somebody in cold blood. And on top of that, to get away with it. So, in closing, Sly, you know, tell these people, you know, what you think should happen or what you think should have happened.
Well, like I said, they could have gave her the, I think they could have, she could have got 10 years and they would have, you know what I'm saying, give us a suspend 5 or whatever. But, I mean, no accountability at all.
Right.
No kind of justice at all for Larry. Well, Mr. Caveman.
Right, Caveman.
I don't.
Our friend.
I don't really respect it. I don't appreciate it at all.
Right.
So if this is our justice system, I don't understand where the justice is.
Right. Where is the justice?
I don't see it.
And see, one thing we got to do, we need to be able to stand up. We need to be able to come and, like, you know, we need to be able to march, whatever we need to do. Marching may not be the answer. We might need to go to city council meeting. We need to do something to say that, hey, we ain't satisfied with what happened. You know, because what happened and already happened. And people done signed off on it, and it's really under the bridge right now. But just because it's under the bridge, do that mean that we let it go? You know, if we let it go, we all become victims of the Gleason way. You know what I'm saying? You got a little money, you can shake this shit. We can break this shit. Nah, that ain't what we're going to let happen. We can't let that happen, especially if it's our friend. I know y'all may not know Caveman, but imagine if this was y'all family. Would you let it go? Would you let it shake? Come on, y'all. 2705 the Gleason way. My boy Sly.
Yeah, so that was me and Sly on the Caveman situation, the Brown Bully situation. Y'all know what's going on. Y'all done heard about that before. If not, Google it. You know. And let us know what you think about the situation. Because, you know, I feel like it was a great injustice done. But I also feel like we need to hear all sides of the story. So, y'all hit us up and let us know what you think. 2705, the Gleason way.
Yeah, y'all. That's it for this week of 2705 Gleason Way. Check us out next week. And also check out our bonus sports episode. Hit us up on all of the areas you can follow us. That's Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Thanks for following 2705 Gleason Way.